A simple life is a beautiful life. In a world that often feels fast-paced and overwhelming, finding simplicity is a breath of fresh air. Mindful living and minimalism are powerful approaches to creating more space, clarity, and joy. We often strive for more, bigger, and better. But for some of us, we crave small, simple, and quiet. It's perfectly all right to crave simplicity. I'm an ordinary person who believes that life can be simple. I accept that what I want most is a beautifully slow, calm, and quiet life. When simple is more than enough, I'm content. Here are a few ways to incorporate tiny but impactful changes to live a simpler and more meaningful life. Life is really simple, but we insist on making it complicated. Life is better when I don't try to do everything. Overloading my schedule makes me feel frantic and overwhelmed. Simplifying life is about focusing on what truly matters to you and eliminating the rest. Minimalism is not just about possessions, but also about time and energy. I'm learning to say no to commitments that don't align with my values and goals. By focusing on what's essential, I create more space and time for the activities and people that truly matter to me. At the heart of simple living is living intentionally. Mindfulness in decision-making leads to a simpler, more fulfilling life. Peace and wealth can be found in a simple life. Before making a purchase or a commitment, I ask a few self-inquiry questions. Why am I bringing this into my life? Will it add lasting value into my life? Is it aligned with the kind of person I want to be and the life I want to create? Every decision I make, big and small, shapes my life. The more intentional I am with my choices, the more my reality reflects my intentions. Every decision I make, big and small, shapes my life. The more intentional I am with my choices, the more my reality reflects the life I want. Facing each day with a huge pile of decisions can feel a lot like climbing a mountain. It's exhausting. Simplifying repetitive decisions frees up mental energy. Creating simple systems for myself minimizes decision fatigue. I eat the same breakfast every day. My morning and nighttime routines rarely vary. The daily time blocks I set up for the week give my schedule both structure and freedom without having to put a lot of thought into it. The fewer decisions I make, the more focused I am. Life is not found inside of a screen. By reducing my digital time, I significantly reduce mental clutter and it also revitalizes me. Intentionally putting down my phone and unplugging gives me an opportunity to participate in life more fully. Reading a book, learning something new, arranging flowers, or just taking in the world around me makes me feel alive. I had a wake-up call that doing my best did not mean running myself into the ground after I became very burned out. The internal drive to always do more and strive for perfection left me feeling like a failure more often than not. Beating myself up emotionally for underachieving and once again setting unrealistic standards for myself. This was a very unhealthy pattern that lasted most of my life. I've adopted a new way, a healthier outlook nowadays. The phrase, "it's good enough," has taken place of perfection. I give myself compassion and understanding. The one thing that has simplified my life most of all is letting go. Minimalism is about letting go of things that no longer serve us to make room for the things that do. This holds true for physical items, yeah, and also emotions, old beliefs, and past hurts. Letting go of the past brings me peace. Letting go of the need to be right in an argument builds relationships. Letting go of old beliefs allows me to grow and develop new ideas. Nothing overcomplicates life like unhealthy relationships. Bad energy and negativity is contagious and can affect myself and those I love. I value my peace of mind and my healthy relationships too much to jeopardize them. And so I don't tolerate unhealthy relationships in my life. A packed schedule leaves no room for spontaneity or rest. I'm intentional about leaving gaps in my calendar to just be. Using this time to recharge, reflect, or simply breathe. I can't be the best version of myself if I'm exhausted and stressed. Others, and myself included, deserve the best version of me. Calm, relaxed, and joyful. Mealtime should be enjoyable. A weekly meal plan simplifies mealtime and saves money. I like choosing recipes that I enjoy making and eating. This rosemary scone with raspberry jam are easy to make and absolutely delicious. I savor every bite and enjoy the fruits of my labor. Mindfulness begins with the appreciation in the present moment. Each day, I write down things I'm grateful for. This practice shifts my focus from scarcity to abundance and helps me find joy in simplicity. Gratitude unlocks the fullness of life, making what I have into the perfect amount. Decluttering doesn't have to be an overwhelming task. Start small by focusing on a single area, like a drawer or a box. A few questions like, does this item bring me joy or serve a purpose? Would I notice if this disappeared? Do I have duplicates? These questions really help determine if something can be disregarded. Eliminating clutter frees up physical and mental space, plus creates a soothing and inviting home. I adopted the one-in, one-out rule when I sold my house and traveled the U.S. in an RV. For every new item you bring into your life, let go of one existing item. I still maintain this easy habit, and it's always benefited me. This rule helps maintain balance and prevents clutter from accumulating again. A simplified wardrobe reduces decision fatigue and clutter. Plus, it saves you a lot of money. Choose versatile, high-quality, timeless pieces that match well with one another. Not only will your mornings be easier, but you'll also cultivate a timeless, effortless style. Simplifying your life doesn't require drastic changes. By incorporating small, mindful habits, you can create more space for the things that truly matter. Embrace minimalism, not just as a design choice, but as a way of life. One where less truly becomes more. Thank you so much for joining me today. Have a beautiful day, my friend.